How it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the How We Do podcast, a self-help podcast from the beautiful state of this state that we're in. I am your good boy, Ian. To my left, as always, that cricket on your shoulder, Kyle.
And always, thank you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. To his left, that mind of a child, Jarrett.
Hey.
And to his left, our bright North Star Gage.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for having Kyle, too.
Yes. I think Gage hates it every time I just say, hey.
I don't hate anything that you do.
I just hate everything you say.
Aw,
starting off great.
Kyle, what about you? Are you like kind of just right in the middle?
Yep, a little bit.
Oh, it really is between us.
I don't like that.
So anything exciting happened to you guys since we last recorded? Because I got nothing.
The beautiful state of the state we're in pretty much flooded.
That's true.
That's about it.
The entire state disappeared underwater. We're Atlantis now.
They built a second ark. What? Gathered it two by two for the floods.
Wait, they built two arcs this time?
Another. A second.
Who built it?
Who do you think they picked? And who built it?
Probably Craig.
And
accounting.
Craig, Elise in HR?
No, just Craig in accounting.
Just Craig in accounting?
Yeah.
But who did they pick?
Craig T. Nelson.
What two people? You gotta take two people.
He took him and his brother.
Well, alright. You know, that's fine, Craig. You do you, man.
It's 2018. And had a lot of missed calls from God. It was weird. No, what are you doing?
No.
Yeah. It was a shame.
I went to a fake Dave and Buster's.
Not Chuck E. Cheese.
No, it wasn't Chuck E. Cheese. It was like a step up from Chuck E. Cheese. They also had a bowling alley there, which is pretty cool.
I thought Chuck E. Cheese was like the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Like
the did you just say that Chuck E. Cheese isn't the best?
I didn't say that at all.
Yes, you did.
You said it was better than Chuck E. Cheese.
How are we going to get that Chuck E. Cheese money? That sweet Chuck E. Cheddar.
How are we going to get that cheddar?
I'm pretty sure.
If you're going to say some bullshit like that.
I'm pretty sure I said it's like the big kid's Chuck E. Cheese.
No, you said it's a little better than Chuck E. Cheese.
Can we roll it? Okay. Can we do that? Can we roll back?
You want the reasoning?
Okay. Yeah.
For why this was better than Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. No, explain it. No, don't explain it to us. Explain it to Mr. Cheese.
Okay, Mr. Cheese. Chuck Entertainment Cheese. This is directly to you.
Charles Cheese.
Look, they had a bowling alley. You don't. They have laser tags. They have laser tag. You don't. They serve food that's not just pizza. You kind of don't. And it's got more games.
Mm.
And I win more tickets there, Chuck.
I'm kind of uncomfortable now.
Yeah, this feels like a slander.
I
won 2,500 tickets at this place.
Now he's going in.
Like, yeah, Chuck.
So how many? Like, could you trade that those tickets in
how
for
many
actual
money? Is that?
Yeah.
How many 20 money bills?
Earth dollars is that?
What do you mean?
How much
What's
like real money? Is
how
that?
Much real money did that cost me?
No.
How much real monies did that? Did that 20 something whatever you said?
2,500 tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Account for. Like, so how much money do you get in exchange? What is the equivalent?
So like the things bills? That I got for those tickets, what no, is we'll the monetary okay. value for those?
No. What I'm asking
Christ.
What I'm asking is for human dollars.
Yes.
How many would you get with those tickets? How many does that equate to?
You can't buy dollars with tickets.
No, I know that.
But also, if Jared, one coin, how many what? Monies did you get with the Jared?
We got
how many?
We got.
Did listen, you get?
We got a stuffed plushie Pikachu.
No,
wait, no.
We got a stuffed plushie.
I'm gonna need you to price check these.
Yep, I am.
We got Pikachu. We got Rainbow Dash. We got Spike from My Little Pony.
Is that three of them?
Spike. I thought that was one of the X-Men.
Yeah, it's also go fuck yourself. Okay, listen. We got Pikachu.
Uh huh. 12.
Rainbow Dash.
24.
And Spike.
That one might be more than
that.
That
was actually
ones.
Negative dollars.
And then
okay. So
a
12.
Shitload of candy.
That's where the money hits.
Tootsie Rolls?
No. Airheads.
Okay.
Laffy Taffy.
Okay.
Nerds Ropes.
Oh, Nerds Ropes.
The whole fucking...
They still make those?
The whole
shit. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're amazing.
Wait. Were they the little Laffy Taffys or the big
They're
Laffy?
Like the little bite
oh, I'm pretty
Taffys.
Disappointed.
They're 10 tickets apiece.
Any good
10
jokes?
Tickets?
You realize,
wait, 10 tickets
you realize
for one
how
taffy?
Much how much Laffy Taffy I could have got if all I bought was Laffy Taffy? Just take the whole fucking thing and like, hey, I'm gonna have this.
So
because they had to scan each one.
Each ticket?
So
no,
how many?
No, you don't get real tickets.
Okay.
It's environmentally sound there.
I have 2,500 tickets. Here you go.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Of course.
This guy again. Yeah.
It's like going to Walmart, you go into the express lane, and like I have like 100 items
Like it says 20 or less. He goes, yeah.
just
no, it's express. I want to get out faster.
Yeah,
like I'm not like a speed freak over here.
Where I look like a useless person.
Yeah.
So yeah. Do you know? Do you have an idea of how much monies you could have gotten for all them tickets?
How much? Like, if you could get, if there was real monies you got for those tickets, much monies?
If there was an exchanger's port, and you could slip all them slippy tickets in there and get a money bills, how many would you get?
You made a deposit at the bank, and they put how much in your account with them ticks?
The bank is stank.
Those ticky tackies.
Like $45.
That's a lot more than I thought.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
For 10 tickets for one piece of fun-sized Laffy Taffy?
That is kind of steep.
So
it's a big margin.
You can get Laffy Taffy like 13 cents.
Inflation, man. Like, what are you going to do?
Where is this?
Well, hold on.
Like, is this one of those bullshit things where California prices, right? Prices are way more expensive than ours?
Right.
I think so.
But see, here's the thing. I also won 478 tickets with $1.50.
Well, that's like a lottery thing, though. That's not like a...
So because, that's not like an exchanger. Because what you got to realize is a lot of the games that were played were for fun games, not for ticket games.
I have to ask this.
You know?
Did you give them a dollar and something, and they said, here's your 400 so tickets for that $1? Or no. Did you just do really well?
I won the game.
Okay, so it's like the lottery then. That doesn't count.
That's games. That's like, how they work.
It's like the lottery.
Well, the lottery doesn't require skill.
Well, okay. But like, that's all I'm true. Saying is the first two games we played, we had already won 600 tickets.
So then you slacked on the rest of the game.
This place is like, this place watched you come in and win 600 tickets immediately. Like, oh, fucking pros coming in through here.
Hey, Reggie, can we crank up the difficulty on Deal or No Deal? Huh?
The pit boss is coming over like, thank you for visiting Dave and Buster's. We're going to need you to leave
fake
now.
Fake Dave and Buster's. It was fake Dave and Buster's. Buster's.
Thanks for visiting. Yeah. Here's a fucking coupon for the buffet. Please stop playing our games.
That's a really risky name.
This Steve, was called, Steven Duster's?
No, it's called Main Event. And it's in Columbia, Maryland.
Main Event?
Yeah.
I it's got was in tag. Columbia, Maryland Saturday night.
Really? Isn't Main Event a hair cuttery place also?
It's
also,
actually right next to Meriwether. It's like literally right there. The mall.
I was at Rocky Gap Casino.
Nice.
So.
Yeah. It's right next to the Meriwether. The mall. It's right there. I thought that there was a bird. I thought there was a bird on my fucking shoulder.
Design. The Main Event is also a bar in West Virginia that I've
been to, so. There's also a bar in West Virginia called Long Shots. Don't go there.
Yeah, it plays that's the only bar I've ever been to where someone has come up to me and asked me if I was gay.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
That's one of the four bars I've been to in my life, and all four I almost got in a fight.
Really?
Why? Why are you trying to fight people?
Stop fighting those.
I don't.
Okay.
It just almost happens. I don't like people very much. Can we go?
To our Dave Busters.
Yeah, I want you guys. I'm gonna have my birthday party tomorrow. Yeah, okay. I'm going to have my birthday party last week. No, actually, I had my birthday party this past weekend and nobody showed up.
Mm. That's because I had plans and I was drunk
No. You made plans.
You were drunk. I was drunk when you invited me.
You made plans afterwards. Jage made plans.
Wait.
I don't think Jage was invited.
You didn't even invite me.
Yes, I did.
That's... See?
Because it was at his birthday
party. I don't remember getting invited either. Neither does Kyle.
It was at his birthday party.
That was months ago.
Yeah.
I was supposed to remember that.
I was scheduled ahead.
I don't remember
ahead.
What we say on this show. I this comes out on Tuesday. So when I listen back to it, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
I scheduled ahead so that my homies and friends...
You act like you made a reservation.
...could show up.
What did you do?
What? When did you tell us, apparently, that this was happening?
In April.
April when?
April 14th.
Whatever day 15th. His birthday was.
April 15th.
Kyle was already dog sitting, I think.
Yep, and there's I was. Nothing really, I totally was.
Well, even if that was after, there's nothing you could have done about that. Right.
There's nothing I could have done about what I did.
Shut your mouth. You didn't even get those tickets till last week.
Wrong. I got them yesterday. I'm still wearing it.
I'm going to fucking eat you.
Yikes.
Like Kid Boo. I'll turn you into fucking chocolate and then fucking stomp on your ass.
I thought you were going to eat me.
Yeah.
What happens if you do that and you get the chocolate all over your face? What happens then?
And then when I turn into a person again.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. What happens?
Just like certain parts of his body are just smeared all over his face.
God.
I hope it's the part that I get to pick.
Yeah.
All right. Intestines.
But yeah, it was fun. We should go play laser tag there. It's cool.
Hey, I'm terrible at laser tag. Let's not.
It's okay. I just want to beat you.
Terrible laser tag?
Terrible.
We almost got kicked out of a laser tag place once.
Stop fucking running.
We were running. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
it's
do
like,
that.
What the fuck? Why? How are you not going to play laser tag and run at the same time?
Because you're gonna hit your dumb head on a black bar.
No, you're going to bounce a kid's head off of it. You'll get too close and you'll throw a bow. Like, it happens.
Yo,
I get it.
You panic knife sometimes.
Yeah.
Melee attacks.
Fucking commando across a room. Like, it happens.
Dive and ballistic knife.
Get good, nerd.
Yeah. 360 quickscope YY ladder stall.
But yeah, that's what I did.
That's pretty cool.
The only event. I didn't do anything on my birthday.
Hmm.
So.
I thought we were all going to die. Oh, that's your 30th birthday. We're all supposed to die on.
Yeah, well, we were going to do something on my birthday, and then you guys all said I can't, so
make
I
your
just
birthday
didn't
first.
Do anything.
I never said like anything.
I just didn't
no
do anything.
No one said anything
it was
to
a
me
change.
About it.
It was a change of pace. All I did was deal with a yelly child all day. It's cool.
Yeah, act like you didn't want to do that
anyway. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So shut your goddamn mouth.
Then I got to go to Big Kid Chuck E. Cheese.
Somebody read me the doozies.
Yeah.
It is Aunt Maguire 22nd.
Is there one more day in Aunt Maguire?
I didn't write it down because it's like 15 words.
No. Yes.
Oh, wait.
We get
for
one
next
more.
Week?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I thought you meant more. Like the actual news days. Yeah, we get another. We have a 29th coming up.
So it's not like February. May isn't like February. We only get like 28.
We could probably change it.
I'll tell you, this is going to suck in a minute.
Okay.
You, why did you do that?
Wow,
did
thanks.
You just fart?
No.
He tied his thumb into his beard. Oh, fucking retard.
I thought you were talking about my segment, but that's cool. It's National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Pudding. Gotta
pudding.
Get that pudding.
Oh no.
Pudding.
I you... didn't know there was yet or egg yolks in pudding.
Yeah. That's how they get this fluff.
Oh, it's so fluffy.
Stop. We have to sell fucking subscriptions to this show.
What's your favorite pudding?
Chocolate.
You
fucking shake your head
you
at me.
You don't eat pudding?
No.
What are you, Jell-O?
Yeah.
You fuck.
I like to eat Jell-O. I like to eat Jell-O, and then I just go...
What, are you Jell-O out of a dick?
No, and then I swish it between my teeth.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
That's great.
Do you eat, like, jam out of the jar?
With your
that's
thumbs?
Basically what it is.
No. No, I do eat peanut butter out of the jar with my thumb.
No.
Don't what about do you, Kyle? What's your favorite pudding?
What's the kind of, I think it's like Twist, where it's like chocolate.
Oh, it's like chocolate and vanilla?
Chocolate, vanilla, chocolate.
That's called yeah. Chocolate, vanilla, chocolate.
You that, no, I don't think it is.
Mine's rice.
Ew.
You're the worst.
And tapioca.
You're like 80 years old.
Do you like bread pudding too?
I bet you would if you fucking ate it.
God damn it.
Listen, rice pudding's good.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's,
no,
it's not. Good.
I'm not. I don't think I've eaten pudding in like 6 years, maybe like 16 years.
I used
honestly.
To buy 6 packs Same. Of rice pudding, and get fucked up.
You're
do the snack pack make a rice pudding?
Did you make it? Did you make it ferment? And then you made
it's
sake out of it. Well, you can do that.
Look
right?
What these fries are doing.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
That's right. I'm getting it fried. Leo fries.
What's next?
It says right there.
National Maritime Day.
Stop breaking the illusion.
Maritime Day. So everybody wants to get married.
Well,
the time
that's
is
not
now.
What it is.
We just had that royal wedding or whatever. Our queen day. Got married to their prince or something. What happened?
It's Carson Wentz got married to the princess of England.
Is that Pete Wentz's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what he is he doing anything now?
He's still selling his body.
Pete Wentz?
He sells his body?
He sells his body for art.
Yeah.
So, like, pieces of? He just hacks them off?
No, he sells pizzas of.
Damn it.
Oh, okay.
God okay. Damn it.
No, they cut it.
Cut what? Don't say it just it. And just start pointing. Yeah. Finish that sentence. You can't fucking do it. You giggly fuck.
they snip, and then he grows.
Awesome.
And then he grows new.
No.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
Every year?
Shit. The look that Gage gave. It was literally the look of, now what the fuck is this?
God damn it. This podcast is off the rails already. We're already 15 minutes in. Talk 10 minutes about your goddamn Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, fake Dave and Buster's.
Fake and Buster's.
Steven Dusters. Steven Dustin's.
Bacon Dusters.
Delicious.
Some leather.
It's also International Day for Biological Diversity.
That's the one I left out.
We were going to do that
one. That's the one I said I left one out. There's too many. Betty.
Roll it back, Betty. Can we get a dupe?
God,
can we get one more
in? No, no, no. Now we're fucking talking about it. Where are your biological fucks? Where are they? What do they do?
Oh, God. It's real bad. I shouldn't have said it.
Oh, that's why I left it out.
Get in. Get
no,
in there.
I,
get inside.
No.
Nope.
Summarize it by using
emojis.
No vowels.
Using only six syllable words.
Summarize it
or
using
start
only
every,
L's.
Yeah, start every word with an L.
No,
lighted,
I can't do it. I cannot do that.
Laszlo creamed.
You already fucked it up.
No, yeah, no, go ahead.
Just,
go
you said start them all with L's, right?
Don't start at the beginning, though. Be
do
like,
it.
Like,
start
like,
at the beginning.
La
don't be no bitch.
L'International Lay.
Or you could just not listen to me.
Lorliological Liversity. L'Increase. L'Understanding. Land. L'Awareness. Love. Life.
Did that land have two L's in it?
No, it's and.
That's a yuh.
Land. L'Awareness. Love. Biodiversity. L'Issues. It's. What the fuck?
It's
are
you stupid.
Right.
Whoa, it's stupid.
It.
Okay,
yeah,
what the fuck
okay.
is this? Remember how like 20 minutes ago I said I'm not writing that down because it's too much?
Gage?
Remember?
No,
remember?
Don't Gage.
I remember
no.
all of that, actually. That was all inside of my brain now.
Cut it. Have Betty cut it.
I can't cut it now. We talked about it for too long.
Yeah, he's not Pete Wentz.
It's okay. Stop touching me, Jared.
It's all right. If do it more.
It's National Bi-Musical Instrument Day.
Okay.
So, have you started playing the piano yet?
No, because I'm too busy celebrating Biological International whatever
fucking
day.
Fucking hate you.
We should buy a small flute. We should all buy one in a different key and play songs.
No, like a recorder. We should all buy a recorder.
Or yes. pan flute.
Ooh, or an orcarina.
I'm sorry?
So, it's a small flute that fits in your pocket that's shaped like a whale.
Yeah, it's an orcarina.
Oh, I thought like an actual orc, like from Lord of the Rings.
No!
Okay.
Yeah, it's an orcarina. It's where they fight and die.
It's like Gladiator.
It's a very small diorama.
Yeah, of an orc arena.
Guys, I thought about... I went to the... This is off topic.
Okay, sure.
Great.
I went to Toys R Us the other day. And everything's on sale because Jeffrey the Giraffe is dying.
What?
Yeah, Jeffrey the Giraffe. He's dying, so they're closing Toys
R Us.
Huh?
Of what?
Giraffe cancer.
Is he
I was
going to
say
bed?
That.
You guys are like the same but different.
Anyways, I went in there and they have... They have Beyblades. And so I thought maybe we should all buy a Beyblade and duel. Continue.
You guys ever rub skin off your feet for fun?
I do, actually, with a knife.
What the fuck is happening right now?
I scraped
it.
I
don't understand.
Weirdest show we've ever had so far.
Hey, guys.
Although I did, I went in Toys R Us today.
Thanks for listening.
I didn't realize they were selling like...
Before a Five Guys date?
Yeah.
Shit for like 30% off.
They're selling like parts of the store.
Yeah.
You can buy the shelves.
You can buy shelves from Toys R Us right now.
Because I saw the sign that said furniture also up to like 40% off. I'm like, furniture? What the fuck are they selling? Maybe the cribs or whatever. And I go in there like, you can buy this in cap for four. Like, here's three shelves and the bottom half for $45. I was like, oh.
How much is the sign? I want
the
sign.
The tops of the sign on top of the building?
I just, can I get that T?
I just want the S. Can I have the S?
I want the star.
I can't think of a word that you can spell out of the Toys R Us. Like...
Roy.
Roy's. Yeah.
Roy's.
Roy's.
CarMax.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Dreams.
But you can spell... Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. So yeah, go buy a guitar and play it. It's basically what we all... Yeah.
Go buy a guitar and take it to Jeffrey and heal him with the power of music.
That doesn't work.
Song
He's
of
gonna
healing.
Die.
Song of healing, I think.
Yeah, song of hearing with your corcarina.
Hearing?
This is the song of hearing. Hope
this
it sounds
is song
good.
Of healing. It's a corcarina.
With your cork.
With your corcarina.
If anyone gets past this part of the show, I'm
thank,
really
thank
impressed.
Thank you. We love
I'm
you
have to make
so
a
much.
Hell of a headline out of this next topic.
Well, listen.
I have a dollar.
Oh, thank fuck.
So, the time is now, you know. How do you pick up chicks? It's easy. It's one thing.
There's nothing they love better.
La pixel a dick.
Mm.
You gotta send them dick pics.
That sounded like you said pixel. Pixel la dick.
It would sound like that.
I get it.
But.
Would.
We need to talk.
Like a penis.
We need to. Oh.
Go ahead.
So we need to figure out the best way and the right way to send wiener pictures to people.
Can I go first?
The topic, I just want to, like, the art of taking a dick pic for a dude. Because in my mind, and I've had this conversation before on another podcast, girls, it's like an art for them. You know, the lighting
it's
is something.
Be tasteful.
It's the angle that they're getting. It's like how a shadow looks and then everything. And it's like a dude's like,
this is what I got.
Here's what I'm working with.
Only shaved half of it. Oh, that's cool.
Have a shower in like 2 days, but your tits get this.
You like Two-Face?
Jared, what were you saying?
I was in a forest fire.
I was going to say, can I go first? And then I was just going to say, don't.
Oh, don't send dick pics? No. Listen, no, I'm not saying like send unsolicited dick pics.
Unsolicited.
To people.
If you were going to, how would you do
no,
it?
No, when you do.
Yeah.
When you
and your significant other are having sexy talk and you're at work or something. She's at home and she's like, guess what I'm wearing right now? And you're like, oh fuck, I gotta run to the bathroom and get like a half chub. Because rule number one, don't send a
salty. Never go flaccid.
Never.
No. It just looks like a piece of dirt floating in the dust.
You can't have that fucking mole rat pop up on someone else's
foot. Hi.
Hello.
That fucking summer sausage.
You got to be like, want some of my coke? That's how you do it.
Now, the trick is make it look as big as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the best way to do that?
Play-Doh.
I can't wear out Play-Doh.
Peach-flavored... Peach flavored.
Peach flavored.
Eat the fucking Play-Doh.
No, after
you're not flavoring this shit.
Which color Play-Doh is peach flavored?
The peach flavored one. It looks.
Silly Putty already comes in that color.
That's true. You could just use Silly Putty. That'd be a silly penis. A silly willy.
The thing is, later, like, when she actually sees it in real life, you're like, you were uncircumcised like 20 minutes ago. What the hell happened here?
You're uncircumcised 8 inches.
Where'd
what
all that
happened?
Skin go?
A dog.
Is
this
shit?
Is this the Yahoo person from
last
week?
Yep. I got in a burn fire. And it's gone now.
A burn fire.
Want to see my burn scrot?
Sick scrot, bro.
Now, should you stand up? Should you lay down?
It depends on the situation.
Okay.
Do you lay down and flop it back?
Do you have a bearskin rug?
Oh! There you go. Birkenstock.
Do you have...
Let's talk about them.
Wait, if you have a bearskin rug... Now, bear with me here.
Oh, my God.
You're getting up. Bear with me.
Lay it across the table. And plop.
And just, so it's just in its mouth.
You're not a part of it. So she doesn't see if it's your disgusting like up part or legs.
Now,
that
what
are
about
jimmy
this?
To the side.
Wear your tube socks and a sweater vest and that's it.
Ooh.
Sleeveless sweater vest?
Yes.
With sunglasses or without?
Sunglasses? With sunglasses on your
head. Oh, yeah.
Are you Are you winking?
No, you throw up the Shakira.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not full smile. You do them. Mm.
You do that. I know.
Mm. Where do the balls go?
You do the Sandberg. The way he smiles all the fucking time.
Mm. Side smart.
Where do the balls go?
They don't go anywhere. They
keep
them
out.
The same place.
Keep them out.
I mean, you can like, I don't know. It depends. You can like cup them, maybe.
Yeah,
cup them up.
Well, it's like you can do
tie
it
up with rubber bands.
Well, no, it's like okay, so you can do like the. Cover them, you know? You hold the whole thing. You hold the whole thing, but you cuff.
Oh, no! He dropped his dick!
His dick fell off!
I seeped it!
You do the whole thing, but you use your hand to cover the balls. Or, you do the whole thing and you use your hand
to cradle.
Emphasize the size.
Can you
emphasize
your balls.
I hate you.
Yeah.
Can you try to put the balls on top?
So you have to
flip
like
it.
Yeah,
sort yeah.
Of
swoop
it. Or
swoop
so
it looks like a turkey's yeah. Fucking
time. What if you take all the excess skin and like fold it all up inside?
And like, yeah. Oh, like a knapsack.
Yeah.
Like a
I'm like you.
I look just like you.
That's what you do. You tuck it back. You'd be like, is this what you want?
Yeah. I thought we were trading poses.
Do that if you're talking to a lesbian. Oh, my
now,
God.
I think we should point out some of our bros at home might not be so gifted or maybe not have like a good looking wang.
Okay.
How can they send a dick pic to be part of the conversation with his significant other by distracting them also?
Dress
Snapchat
up.
Filters.
Okay.
I was going to say dress it up like a trick. Like
put
a tic-tac. Pop it in your mouth.
Tiny, like, extra Whoa, small,
don't use tiny. Don't
extra
use that
small dog clothes on it.
Okay, this is good. This is very good.
I was thinking, instead of a picture, a video, lay on your back, kick your legs in the air.
There you go.
So she's looking, focusing on the leg motion.
Just working out.
just get some sweet reps.
Or just, like, take a normal picture, but just have it out your fly.
Oh, no one uses that. We discussed that.
What?
No one uses that part.
Mm.
The fly? No, it's you tuck down.
What if you put it over the belt?
Floop it.
Yeah, Ooh. You floop it.
Well, but if we're talking about people that aren't exactly gifted, can they floop it over the belt?
Gage wears low cut pants.
Ouch. Rude.
I'm kidding.
Didn't know I was gonna get targeted on this fucking show.
Are you feeling triggered?
Yeah. So triggered.
The real way to do it.
You want to get some real ways?
Let
me know how you do it.
Take your 12-ounce Red Bull can and hold it next to your dick.
That will make it look very small.
So that they can see that it's the same size as a Red Bull can.
I don't think that's how it
works.
Maybe
not.
That's a foolproof plan.
It's all about perspective.
Everybody's dick is the same size as a Red Bull can.
You just have to hold it farther down.
Exactly.
Hold it farther down so it looks
Hold
the same.
Hold it farther down, but right next to it.
Figure it out.
No, there it is.
Put on a condom, but fill the condom up with various meats. That way it's like, I have to wear a condom for later, so, you know, because I'm gonna be busy. So here it is in a condom, and it's like down your knees.
So the phrase, I'm going to wear a condom because I'll be busy later, not with her, maybe isn't the right message to send.
Or maybe she's still like 5 hours left on her shift. She's like, no, don't do that yet.
I'd be like, this is for you later with my penis.
I hope you're not mortified by this.
Now, can you see the other meats in it? Like,
no, you got to get
a colored absolutely
one.
Can.
That's what I'm saying. Get like a sweet turkey slab and roll that thing up.
Okay.
And
then,
oh man, put a bunch of bulges in it so it looks like a witch's nose. Get all this
Oh, you know, the popular shape of a dildo, a witch's nose.
Or like a or a horse penis.
Yeah, well that one.
Just take one on yourself.
They sell those. Like,
this is what I got. Or maybe shoot eggs out of yourself.
Well, No.
We're not going back to the eggs.
Or maybe, what if your dick is Vladimir Putin?
That also was on this show.
That's true.
What if you just like put it in a fleshlight and you're like,
I don't need you.
I'm maxed out.
I'm busy.
What if?
Craigslist too.
What if?
Wait,
so like
shaved dick, shaved dick, or hairy dick, or trim dick?
Well, I'm not. What do you mean? Like, because mine's
What's
always
the perfect dick pic.
Listen, I told you, I'm hairless down there all the time.
You're like a turtle.
That's not what that is. Jared, go ahead.
So, what if, like, you take the back off of your fleshlight? Because I assume that there's, like,
a pocket,
a back,
a receptacle.
It. So, you catch it all. The back off.
For later.
Okay.
They're 100%.
And then you cut it in half, but you don't show them that you cut it in half. And then you put your dick in it so that it pokes out the end. And then you can say it's longer than this fleshlight.
Hope you're ready. Hope you're deeper.
Hope you're deeper than a fleshlight.
Hope I can spread you up.
And if you're not,
dip this.
You're in for a,
we'll go to the doctor
a
later.
Rough time.
Jesus Christ.
XOXO.
My dick.
And then you, yeah. XOXO, my dick.
My car.
There you go.
Just make like a diorama with really small people.
And then just start
people.
Smacking exactly. him with your dick.
I was going to say, yeah. Just fucking.
It's Godzilla. Look at
Godzilla.
This.
Godzilla.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're really helpful.
I think that from now on, everyone send Jared your dick pics.
No. Yes.
So that he can save them if they're weird. And
Snapchat Howie Dude
Podcast. Yes.
Snapchat Howie Dude Podcast, your dick pics.
I mean, it's a real thing. That's what it is. That's what it is.
He's just accepted. He's like, well, if you want to do it, I can't tell you.
Looks like I'm checking out some dicks later.
I'm giving all of you guys the fucking.
I'll send mine. I mean,
real talk. Send dick pics.
Send. Well, no, I don't send.
You don't. You don't.
No,
Jarrett.
I have.
I absolutely have.
I've done it. If I was in a relationship, I've done it.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying.
But no, I've never just like sent Wang out in public. Never like check it out. We've never
not to a girl like you just met or something.
Oh
like
no, I
match.
yeah,
Yeah, okay.
To your significant other, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I for sure...
Okay. You made it sound like you're just some freak. Like, oh, here we go.
I guess we're getting into it.
Yeah.
You already get one?
No, I'm laughing. Kyle was golfing on a fucking waterbed today.
That was so weird.
I saw the fucking snap.
Yeah.
Kyle golfed on a waterbed.
Basically. Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I saw.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm also on Snapchat.
Great.
Fuck off.
So, Kyle, you never sent a dick pic?
No.
Never, ever, not once. No. Why not?
I don't know. It's just weird.
You're waiting for, like, the right, like... The
The
room lighting.
Totally. Yeah.
Kyle, just stand... Listen,
the light sources.
He's got a studio apartment.
Stand in front of the refrigerator. Best lighting.
Well...
Ooh.
Put it in the refrigerator.
No, because then it gets cold.
Put it in the microwave or oven.
What are you doing in that step stool? What?
What step stool, Mom? I'm
cooking.
This is Louise.
I'm looking for weird bugs. What?
Just when you do it for the first time, don't throw your legs over your shoulders and start kicking. Like a selfie too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's way up. I can't.
You know what you should do? You should get up on a rock and do like the Captain Morgan.
Okay.
Do you selfie in a dick pic?
So I have before.
The answer is absolutely not.
Homeboy
absolutely
did.
Not.
Yeah, homeboy did.
Homeboy did when he
sent
his dick pic.
You don't selfie
the Craigslist
then,
dicker.
If you piss off the person that got that dick pic, everybody was going to always know that it's
your
dick.
Well, now what about all the pictures that you get of them with their face in it? Blackmail. I mean,
like, that's fair. But at the same time, like, I'm not afraid of like hacks and leaks either. Like, if
someone wants to see my dick,
like,
see my dick.
Yeah, like, if they want to know it's my dick, there you go. I'm not ashamed of my wang at any point.
You know, why do people call it junk? It's not junk.
Oh, no, that's the thing. My thing's a dick. Your thing's junk.
Oh, that's what
shit.
That meant.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to see other people's junk, but, you know.
I have a sweet rod.
There you go.
I'm just packing a whole thing of bazooka.
Its name is Dude Manrod.
There you go.
Its name is Tom Petty.
I call mine eyedropper.
Because everyone just like has to look away and drop. Because
it's like it's like a little eye drop. Boop.
What's an eye drop?
No matter how many times you blink, it's still there.
You know?
You mean a teardrop?
No, like the little eyedropper. The little you squeeze Goober. It and then it's like the
triangle boop. Thing.
No.
What?
Like they use in doctors' offices.
These in doctors.
They use
like
your penis
for eye drops, like you little you do, and then you're like, it's like that big.
Nice. Nice.
I almost hiccuped again.
All right. Well, there you go, dick pics. Send all your dick pics to How We Do Podcast at Snapchat. Is it all one word or two?
It's all one word.
All one word. How We Do Podcast.
I'll even... You know what? Just fucking put the goddamn...
Link it in the...
There you go. Look, I'll just send this to... I think I already did.
Send it to me again.
I'll send it to you again. There you go.
You still want to do this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yahoo!
That's copyrighted. You can't do that.
No, not the one I did.
Oh, hell yeah.
I did not see the answer for that. That's really depressing.
Oh, my shit. I like love. That's nice.
Is anybody going to read it?
Hey, describe your dad in one word.
Okay, describe your dad in one word?
Yeah, I didn't read it like a question. Describe your dad in one word? Are they implying that you can't do it?
I think so.
Like, nobody can describe their dad in one word.
My dad, in one word, is...
Dad. Big boy.
Is that one word, though?
I can't... You put them together. It's a compound word.
See, I want to go with Vanderlei Silva, because that was an inside joke for a long time about my dad.
Did your dad listen to the podcast?
Huh? Nope.
Then nobody would get it.
Well, no, not for just my dad, for my friends that aren't you guys. You guys don't know that joke because that was before I knew any of you except for Gage.
Kyle, describe your dad in one word.
My dad in one word is wholesome.
Thanks, Kyle.
Fool. My dad's such a nice guy. Go ahead, Kyle.
Busy?
Yeah. A bit busy, too.
Yeah.
Gage?
Be
careful, he's in the same house.
He is close.
Just yell it. Just yell the word.
I would say he's fair.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, there's Ian. Another question
hey.
That I want to do.
Hey, Ian.
If I could describe my dad in one word, without it being weird, me.
Okay.
Because he's just like me.
That's cool. Okay, so there's another one that says describe my dad in one word.
Ooh.
Oh, hell yeah. Hopefully these are pictures. Okay.
What?
Describe my dad in one word. Like, he makes me go to church when I'm not even Christian. He doesn't give me the freedom to choose my religion. What word would you describe this? Please, no strict or control freak. P.S. I'm going to confront him and tell him I don't like him as my dad.
Oh, no. God.
He's cheap, quote unquote. Oh, that's not a quote.
Parentheses.
That's
not what
that is. Parentheses. Goes to dollar store and buys start.
Shit.
Shit. And then he spends like $50 on Bible crap. And then he's stubborn. He never listens to anyone. That's why his business failed.
Holy
wow.
God, this person's a maniac.
Oh, that's not nice.
Yeah, insane, probably.
Oh, I was
crazy.
I was looking at the best answer.
Yeah, they're all pretty good. Overbearing.
I would consider that like a dictator.
Douche.
He forces others to do what he wants to do.
A douche?
That is voted as the best answer, I assume, by the person that asked the question.
Yeah, there's but no votes.
There's no votes whatsoever.
This one has votes.
Yeah, insane, one person said.
No,
but one person also said no.
Wow.
This was also 8 years ago. Can we message him and ask him how this went?
Hey, oh, how's your shit. Dad now?
He's dead.
Oh, I can't answer.
He has passed.
Damn it. Hey, how's your dad now?
What's your dad's sitch looking like?
Oh, hell yeah.
What?
After a long drive, should you hold down the horn for 30 seconds to discharge any electricity remaining in the car?
That's what they say to do.
See, cars are like computers. When you unplug them, you have to hold the power button if you're going to work on them, so it can discharge all the excess energy saved in it.
I think there was an update. Can you scroll up real quick? Update. The service advisor at Ford dealership told me to do this.
Well, that's your problem. You got a Ford.
You went to a Ford dealership.
Yeah.
And listen to what they said.
Yeah, two of you have Fords because you like making poor decisions.
That is true.
I don't have an issue with Fords, but Ford dealerships in general.
My car doesn't know how to honk.
Your car just doesn't know if it wants one or two.
What's a dumpstar neighbor?
Dumpstar neighbor, huh?
Yeah, no, that's stupid. If I had a dumpstar neighbor blasting that horn every time they came home, I'd have to buy a gun.
Wow. Nine upvotes on that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
For what, protection?
He's a Mitsubishi Master Tech. That's what he does.
That's his source.
He's a Mitsubishi Master Tech.
So, what is that supposed to do? Like, what? Does that, like, help the car cool down?
I'm sorry. I'm confused about that answer.
Did he also ask you to sign up for a snipe hunt?
What is that?
I think snipes are like a bird.
It has five upvotes, and I don't know why.
I think it's one of those things like a box of curveballs kind of things.
Nope.
No.
What's a box of curveballs?
Just something random.
It doesn't exist.
That's so dumb. I hate Yahoo Answers.
I don't know.
Well, let's move on.
Yeah, that one bumped. Would you burn all your clothes for 100?
100 what?
Have you ever burned your clothes, though? That's the update.
100 what? Yeah, that's the main thing.
No, I wouldn't.
Would I burn all of my clothes for $100? The clothes that I'm currently
wearing. That's not the question.
That's not the question.
Okay, would I burn all my clothes for 100? I'm going to assume is dollars.
No.
No,
you
it's
never
not.
Assume.
Tootsie Rolls. Back of taffies.
It's
tickets.
The clothing that I'm wearing at the moment right now is worth more than 100.
Jarrett, for 100 tickets, you wouldn't burn all your clothes?
Fuck no.
What about 100?
What if Howie Mandel asked you to do it personally?
Came and said, I will slap your penis around.
Well,
can't tweet at him now. Thanks, Ian.
Will you come slap my friend's penis around for
100 tickets? You have been blocked by Howie Mandel.
Yeah. Well, you aren't already? I feel like we abused him enough.
I like the top on the related questions.
Oh, but I like this shirt. But what I'm wearing is only worth $10. So sure.
What?
I want Ian to read that one.
Okay.
Please.
Like this one?
Yeah.
What is it? How are their clothes are dried in sunlight? the BP in water is 100 C. And if the clothes rise, Rick's 100 C, that will be Burns.
To be fair, the picture of this person on Yahoo is a baby. So
that is true.
What I'm more concerned about is the fact that, okay, one person says maybe you would like to rephrase in English. The other two people wrote big, long answers about this.
As if it made sense.
They're people who went to school for this shit, and they're like, finally, this is my time.
This is it.
I know how to read idiots.
It's like they have their own Google Translate.
To be fair, his picture is the
How for Dummies.
Yeah, How to for Dummies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Dang!
Well, someone's got to read it.
Help me! I blew my boyfriend and swallowed, then after a few minutes later, we wanted to have sex, and I used my spit as lube. Am I pregnant?
Oh, man.
I mean, probably.
Oh, look, it's the Am I Pregnant troll back for another round of My Boyfriend is Magic Jumping Sperm. Just a word of advice, creating a new ID does not make you look any smarter or any less of a troll. Right now, you just look pretty stupid.
Told that guy.
Yeah.
That doesn't...
Fuck that, dude.
But are they pregnant?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, they're pregnant. Those swimmies are swirling around for hours.
Oh, yeah.
See, were they floating?
No, no, no.
They were still,
you know,
like,
how, like... You
the residuals.
On the inner cheek there? On the inner
cheek?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Where
you
hide your snacks?
Yeah.
Your like, walnuts.
And then when you... All that comes from the cheeks.
So yeah. It just gets recycled. What if you blow your boyfriend and he comes in your mouth and then
Don't ask me this question.
What do you do if you blow your boyfriend?
No, listen. What if you blow your boyfriend and he comes in your mouth and then you make out with him and you put all of his cum back in his mouth and then he eats you out? Are you going to get pregnant?
I think you have a chance.
No, yeah, you for sure have a chance of getting pregnant, I think, if that happens.
Is he sneezing in your vagina as well?
He went. Just blew it all
Oyster
in.
Blue chunks
right up in there.
There's an episode title there.
Yeah, snot cum. Yeah. That's a Photoshop I don't want to do.
Oyster snot.
That's a promoted post as well.
Last one.
Go.
Yes.
Can a woman get pregnant from seawater?
Yes, with whale.
Whale?
Krill.
Whale. Krill with whale babies. Look up how much does a sperm whale sperm? Or a big whale, something like that.
A big whale.
How much sperm does a blue... How much does a sperm whale sperm...
Whale do.
Whale.
How much of the ocean is whale sperm?
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's a thing.
It's whale pee. Boom! Whale sperm? Whale semen?
10%.
10%.
Produces over 400 gallons of sperm when it ejaculates.
Holy shit.
How does it ejaculate? It doesn't have hands.
And only 360 gallons.
Who's helping?
Or only 10% makes it into the mate, so that's 40 gallons. So 360 gallons are spilled into the ocean every time one unloads.
And you wonder why
the ocean is so salty.
That's disgusting.
Every time you ever get salt water in your mouth, that's cum. you're straight guzzling.
So yeah, definitely.
I mean, that's from a place called ThoughtCo. Maybe it's not real.
Oh, not that thought.
There's a Snopes. Oh, that said false, but there's a Snopes post about it too.
Where?
On the other page that you were just on.
God damn it,
Snopes.
It's not real true though.
Snopes.
Fact check: blue whale fallacy.
I get it.
Oh.
Oh. Damn.
Jesus H.
That's a big wiener.
No, it's not real. All right. Well. That was fun.
Oh, great.
All right.
Episode picture.
Kyle.
So, I was watching TV the other night.
What were you watching?
TV show called Live PD.
Okay. I've seen that before.
Basically, have you seen... it's basically Cops and NFL Red Zone. You know what NFL Red Zone is?
Yeah.
Do you know what NFL Red Zone is? Okay.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Well, he's a football king.
Yeah.
Right. I shouldn't have asked
that. He beat Jared.
For those of you that don't know, NFL Red Zone, it doesn't show a football game. It shows the best parts of it.
Right.
So if something happens, like exciting, like a touchdown is about to be scored or something like that, they'll go to that game and you can watch a touchdown.
Why watch football if the red zone exists?
Exactly.
Some people just watch the red zone.
Yeah. There are times that on red zone where they'll have four fucking football games on the TV at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, Minnesota's entered the red zone. Let's check in. And then it, all the other ones, they're like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Here comes the Vikings about to score a touchdown.
So basically what Live PD is, it is cops mixed with that show.
Hell yeah.
So there are four people in this control room So there's four people in this control room. They have different police officers around the globe, like Georgia, Washington, Arizona, Illinois, and that are doing stuff. What?
What? He said around the globe, named all states.
He only named states in America.
Oh, fuck off. Okay, America. So.
Around the globe. Well, when he said Georgia first, I was like, that's a country still.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. In the country of Georgia. But,
Yeah, we're really going over there.
So, they basically go to the places that have, like, that's about to have action, quote unquote, and it's super weird and it freaks me out.
Yeah,
man. It's what kind of action?
Like, people getting shot. No, not really. No. No. Just like people getting pulled over
It's like Twitch for fucking people that like cops.
Yeah. It kind of.
It's Red Zone for people who like cops.
It kind of feels like The Purge-ish.
Where it's just like, well, no laws are happening there, but then the cops showed up.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of weird. But
is there any time when there's like nothing happening and the guy's just like.
We're going to cut back to Illinois real quick. We're sorry about this, folks. Yeah, like. The guy's not answering the door,
yeah,
and like guns are drawn.
We know
and stuff.
You're home.
Yeah, yeah. We're gonna send the dog in.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Let's just go to a traffic stop. Like, there's nothing really happening.
Yeah,
we got a DUI possibility.
It's gonna make this guy walk around funny for a little while.
Just there's the messaging the cop like, just get him to do a dance or something. We gotta have fucking TV here. No one else is doing anything.
Just shoot at his feet. Shoot at his feet. Make him dance.
Yeah.
Throw little poppers at his feet.
Drop drugs on him.
So if you guys. We're on an episode of Cops.
Oh, no.
How would that go?
I'm a good runner.
Okay.
And jumper.
Okay.
I would be the guy jumping fences until he gets caught and stuck.
Okay.
I would absolutely... I feel like I could get over a good three fences before I got taken down.
Not stacked.
No.
Just like...
Neighborhood, backyard kind of thing. I feel like I got a good, like, you know, one, two, you know, hop and pull over.
Right.
And then land and keep going. I'd get away.
I'm not stopping until I run out of gas, I wreck my car, or they pit maneuver me.
What's pit maneuver?
It's where they hit the back quarter panel of your vehicle.
And then you
Oh, okay.
I'm surprised that got such a legitimate answer from Ian.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
It's when
you're ruining your shtick of being an idiot.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, guys.
You're driving down the road and they throw a pit bull out the car into your car.
It's a pit maneuver.
They helicopter in a pit bull through the sunroof. Like, oh my gosh. It's a giant. It becomes Cops, but it's a claw game. But they're just trying to drop a dog in there.
And he just bites and picks you up.
They go forward really quick and then stop and like, like fling it forward.
Left.
And drop. Splat.
Shit. We brought 16 pits. We already got through four.
Pit maneuver. 7.
But that's the thing. Like, you would have to like jump over fences because like the dogs,
yeah.
They lift the dogs over the fences.
Yeah.
So, like, if you jump over multiple, you should get away scot-free.
I should be fine.
Yeah.
I am in it.
So, what would you have done to have the cops called on you?
Taking dick pics in public because the scenery is right.
I'm gonna fucking say it!
Because, look, I mean, you go out there, that's the trick to photography, is taking something that looks kind of, like, just normal and whatever, and making it look like this beautiful, expensive, lavish thing.
Okay.
So that's my, like, against, like, my neighbor's bush. Wiener? Yeah, I'm going, you know, I get down on my knees, crawl next to my neighbor's bush, and just kind of... Oh, look at the nice arrangement I have here.
Check this bush
click,
out.
Click, you know, yeah. And then send out that tick.
You put your penis near your neighbor's bush?
Yeah.
Always. You have to. For me...
Top that.
Probably suspected to be on drugs.
Okay.
If I'm being for real. They probably think that I was on a lot of drugs, to which I would run.
So most of our viewers are cops.
Yikes.
There you go.
Allegedly. Just say allegedly.
We have donuts.
We do have donuts, actually.
There's donuts there, yeah.
Huh.
What if when they send in dogs, you just had a bunch of dog snacks on you? You're like, you're prepared, just like, here's some treats.
I was ready, kibbles and bits.
Yeah, you give them to them with your hands, and then you don't have hands to, like, your hands are gone. So, yeah.
What if you're in a box, and you throw it.
Like Solid Snake?
Yeah.
Sure.
What was that noise?
What about you, Kyle?
Probably ghosting somebody.
Yeah, I feel like, now? Like you're a ghoster?
No.
I don't. Is that a, no. That can't be illegal? Is you gonna get in trouble for that?
If that's
or no, like, the case, like ghosting, ghosting to the point where like, are they really dead? Let's go to their house and make sure. And then they find me and they try to arrest me for it.
For
ghosting.
Money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unintentionally ghosting somebody. How about that? Yeah.
You're like, I was in the shower
for 6 weeks.
Yeah, every yes. day.
Had to get really clean.
I have a phobia.
I look like a prune.
I am a prune.
Stealing tickets at
JP. No, they'd be after me for downloading a house.
Oh, shit.
Blind pirate. See,
no, that's...
It always comes back.
Don't. It's not there. They're by sea.
Yeah, for downloading a house.
On a flash drive or just like...
No, actually...
To the lot beside
it. On a floppy disk. Yeah. Don't copy that floppy. Oh, that's a real song.
Damn it.
Now we're copyrighted.
You're going to get a strike like a motherfucker.
That's don't copy good. That floppy. It's a real thing. It's a song.
I don't say it again.
Don't.
Their algorithms are going to get us.
They got to put a floppy disk in your in your laptop to make that happen.
When was the last time they made a floppy disk?
All right. Does anyone here still own anything that can read a floppy disk?
No.
I do, actually. I have a really old computer in my garage that doesn't get used.
I think there's one. There's an old computer in my basement.
So, no. I don't think that I do, no. I was just curious.
I have
does
a
anybody
disk.
Still have a floppy disk? Because no. I have
yes.
one at home.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure that the one I have at home has number munchers on it.
There might be one in that Stanley Parable Collector's Edition box I have up there.
Ooh.
Okay, because you said that, and not a single one of us knows what
it's
box
above yeah. the 2K box next to the VR box.
So it's
under
it's
the pop
it's
box.
It's
sandwiched between
the gray one with no letters on it.
It's the gray one with no identifiers on it. Cool. Well.
Speaking of the internet.
Yeah.
They owe us some motherfucking money, or at least some kind of goddamn retweets.
Or just put our names on it.
Or yes. just credit where Advisors. You're getting the goddamn... ideas. It's not one time that this happened. It's not even two times.
Probably
Ian?
I think it's around four times
it's
this
around
has happened.
Four times. Seems like it happens maybe once a month at least. Definitely right after an episode comes
it's
out.
It's pretty crazy, actually.
People,
it's very odd.
People on the internet are riding on the coattails of our ideas.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Not even on the internet. No movies.
Yeah, Kyle is being personally attacked for his idea.
His little silly string cum.
So I need to write a cease and desist
yeah.
from that studio and Melissa McCarthy.
We're going to own those puppets and Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Oh. McCartney.
Melissa McCarthy.
Carthy.
Is it Carthy?
I don't know. Carthy. I think it's Carthy.
No, it's McCartney.
It's T-H-R-Y.
It's Chris
it's
Farley.
Not, it's not,
it's Chris,
it's not Chris, Paul's
Chris Farley.
Sister-in-law.
Who?
Paul McCartney's sister-in-law.
No.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Continue.
Christina McCartney.
The Ladybugs.
Yeah.
So Kyle, you had the idea of, you know, having that superpower or curse, I remember.
Curse
to yep. Ejaculate silly string.
It's still happening.
Still happening.
Yep.
Everybody sneezes.
Shows up in the movie trailer for
the weird
Make Murder Happy. What was it called?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't know.
The
new Sesame adult film.
Are you looking it up?
Nope, I'm looking at something different.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Glad Perfect. You're with us.
Thanks, man. Where at the end of the trailer, the puppet blows silly string all over the place from his dick.
Sounds familiar.
What a complete and straight rip of a popular thing I know
What
about.
A complete original thought.
What a thing. I know for a fact my 5-year-old fighting ring has made it somewhere.
Multiple mm-hmm. times.
And not even just that. The other ideas we had about boss fights of the little
yes.
kids
come up
was
too.
Also
yes.
part of that same post. Mm-hmm. Ian, what was the other one? There was another one recently.
There was...
Oh, the shareable porn...
Thing. Yes,
we talked about that, and literally 2 days later.
Yeah, literally.
Man, what are those shareable links down there on porn videos? Who's clicking
who does
those?
That?
What are
it's like? I'm sorry.
Like, excuse me. Are you a fan of the How We Do podcast?
If because, not, because fuck you.
Yeah. Not that
you
I'm saying like
follow us. That's fucked up.
Not that I'm saying that these couldn't be thought of somewhere else or haven't already
but
been thought of.
The
or...
awkward part that our episode comes out and then this happens
right.
is like.
All right.
You know, one time, I can get it. Oh, that's just coincidence. That's
two
fun.
Times?
Two times, you know.
Yeah, a little weird.
When
four
it shows
times.
Up in a big budget movie with Melissa, whatever her last name
McCartney.
Is.
McCartney. Stevens.
Stevens.
That's too far, Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's too fucking far.
Get that puppet shit out of here or make us puppets in the movie.
Yeah.
So what
how do we know we're not?
So what do we do? Like, is there anything to do?
Contact our lawyers, for one.
Who is our lawyer?
Betty.
Betty. Yeah, Betty. Just sick they're Betty bad. On him.
Listen, Betty.
She's real busy.
Betty's got back.
How do I know Betty's not feeding these ideas to someone else?
Oh, she's
are we going to have to go undercover with Betty?
Maybe. I think.
Doesn't
I think,
she edit this?
No, she's editing this and she vets out these ideas. Like, that's a good one. I can sell this for money.
Damn it, Betty!
I guess that's what we get for not paying.
So do we just feed them?
Probably.
So do we just do the spy thing and feed them false information now? Like a fake idea? Do we just like?
So Gage said this, and I said that's what I thought we'd been doing since episode one.
Oh shit!
Just making up stupid bullshit, and then it happens, and they make it into things.
And now people are popular because of us. The Happy Time Murders is the movie.
Yeah,
if you're interested.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I love how we're plugging the goddamn movie, Gage.
Her name in the movie is Connie Edwards.
This isn't happening right now. This isn't happening
Gage,
right now.
Listen.
No!
You need...
Real talk right now, who's your fucking agent? And get them on it.
Yeah, you need to get in this movie.
You need to be... It's already done.
Yeah, the movie's done.
It's done.
Well, you need to be in the squeakquel.
After credits scene.
Yeah, you need to be in the squeakquel.
I'm looking for other people in the movie to see if anyone's...
What if they all had our last
names? There's a guy in this movie, out. His titled casting role as... Porn fireman.
Oh, hell yeah.
Porn fireman.
He ain't got distracted halfway through that.
No,
we
like...
also have Phil Phillips in this movie.
Oh, sweet.
And a kid named Dick.
That's my name!
We literally just said I was called Dick when I was a kid. Remember your MySpace, Dick?
Yes!
Damn it.
I don't like this. At least review the fucking show, people.
How many sisters does one of those guys have?
Do they go to Chuck E. Cheese a lot?
Tell me about your sisters. Oh, you know there's absolutely a scene where there are Chuck E. Cheese in this fucking movie.
Or knock off Dave and Buster's.
Or some kind of Dave and Buster's.
So, do we boycott the movie?
Well, I
think we have to go see it.
I don't think that's going to cut it. Yeah. I think we need to movie place it.
When does... Well, we absolutely have to do that. Jared, when does the movie come out?
I don't know. I was getting...
God damn it, Jared.
What are you looking
what
up
are
right
you
now?
Doing?
Jared, stop. I'm going to tell you. Calm down. August 17th, 2018.
Here's what we do.
God bless it.
Here's what we do. We have 3 months to make the movie ourselves.
Guys, listen, though.
Listen, I know puppets.
The guy that's directing this movie...
They're my best friends.
The guy that's directing this movie is Jim Henson's son.
Yeah.
Jim Henson's the guy that made the fucking Sesame Street. Muppets.
He had it.
It's the Muppets. That's not Sesame Street.
He did both.
Sesame Seeds?
Yeah, but you know what? Sesame.
That's kind of racist that you say that, actually.
Did you assume that?
So, I think we need to... We're going to adapt movie, place it. Absolutely.
I'm going to get inside
I
of that
feel
movie.
Like that's kind of counterproductive.
Unless we give it a bad rating.
Fair.
We can give it a bad rating.
Okay.
We could fucking...
I'll watch it, but I won't like it.
We can grill this movie like a salmon.
Yeah, we get heart it. Put it in the ground.
Bury it if you like killed your wife and you had a cat barrier.
Yeah.
Make sure no one found out first.
Yeah. And say that if I were to wear these gloves, if I were to do it, this is how I do it.
Yep.
And then get away with it.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't want to click on that.
Like orange juice.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks for finishing that thought.
You're welcome.
So, internet, if I see something about dick pics next week, I'm getting the Zuck man on the phone.
Oh.
I'm like, get out of my goddamn brain and give me some credit for this, Facebook man.
Don't get mad at him. He'll smoke your meats.
What does that mean?
He smokes meats.
He's gonna Zuck me.
I'm out here smoking meats.
Zuck and fuck?
Smoke meats?
He didn't call it
smoke meats. Smoking meats.
What? Zucking around. He ain't zucking around anymore.
You think he's a zucchini guy?
No, he probably fucking hates it. He's probably more of a puke.
Yeah, he's a cuker. Yeah, he's a cuke.
Okay,
fair. He's a cuke boy.
Now, this would make sense if we had like an Alexa for the show.
Yeah,
Alexa?
We don't.
Hey, Alexa, what am movie stealing?
What am ideas?
Call internet police.
Call Dog the Bounty Hunter. I'd like to get this taken care of.
This person and this person and this person.
Who is Steve Jobs' lawyer?
Jared, do you have a funny thing you could say to Alexa? No?
Where's closest Chuck E. Cheese?
How does Chuck
Alexa, Cheese... how much does it cost to franchise a Chuck E. Cheese?
How much money is tickets?
Damn it! Hey Alexa, what am ticket conversion rate?
Show PayPal tickets. Thank you.
Show me the cheddar.
No.
No.
Give me a tasteful dick.
How much cost inflatable balloon?
I don't know why I like that one so much, but I did.
That's just the silliest, I think, of all of them.
So, well, what did we learn today, everybody?
Don't get good ideas.
Don't do a podcast on the internet for free.
You know, if it weren't free, nobody would have come up with any of this shit.
Oh, it's true. We made, like, 4 people famous and gave puppets money.
Guys.
We got puppets back in the movies.
Guys.
The Muppets couldn't do that. Two failures.
What happens if there's a character in the movie named Wilton? What do we do?
We sue. Immediately.
What do we do?
That's when we
this
actually...
This is a serious question.
That's when we actually get some people on the phone.
I'll be like, okay, absolutely, 100%.
Or like Tamika or something.
Oh, if they fucking made a good idea to Tamika, I'm going to lose goddamn mind. Because yeah. We sat here for like 20 minutes, could come with shit.
I'll be happy that somebody did.
Oh, I'll be happy, but then I'll sue the shit out
yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
I'm already upset they're taking your idea and my Edward's name. Mad.
If something actually happens, that's when you get people on the phone. That's when you're like, all right, this is a little much.
And I know we're not like crazy popular, but we do have like a handful of listeners each week. But God damn it.
This will make us popular. I feel
if our fucking ideas get stolen again, I'm going to freak out.
Listen, I'm telling you, dick pics are going to show up somehow. Like
I don't doubt it.
Like, it's going to be like a Twitter dude like, yo, girls take such tasteful new photos. And the guys are just like, here's my meat, dog. Like, here it is.
You like scrote?
Yeah. Check out this picture of my hairy legs, but not hairy pubic area.
I shave it to make it not blend.
Did we talk about coming confetti as well?
I think you said
well,
that.
Well, no,
yeah.
Did we? It makes the confetti
yeah.
sound.
Yeah. Oh. Gotcha. Gotcha.
So, that better not be in that movie.
You know it will be.
I mean, I think the silly string is what they're committing to, which has been on this show twice.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least.
That's one of our staples. That's one of our kids' toys.
Yeah.
Remember how Spider-Man's got the
Kyle come.
It's basically a strap-on.
Yeah, but
it's just, here comes Kyle.
All over the place. Yep. Awesome.
Here comes Kyle.
Do you guys think the Spider-Man also comes spiderwebs?
Out of his hands?
No, out of his dick.
Or he just comes a lot of small eggs.
He probably comes cancer into Mary Jane.
Do you think...
That's a comic
book. That's a real thing.
I know.
Do you think...
I love that storyline. I think it's so funny.
Yeah, awesome.
Do you think that Spider-Man fucks everyone? And then that's why everybody says that virgins have cobwebs in their vagina.
Do people say that?
I've never heard that.
I don't know. Where are you going with this? The show's over.
What if his spider webbing is cum?
Yeah. What if... Oh, my God. What if he fucking... Spider cums in your mouth?
Not my mouth.
What if
it's your mouth? And you eat her out. Can you still get... Can she still get pregnant?
She gets pregnant.
Yeah. Spider pregnant.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, no. You're having 8,000 babies.
Wait, so in that scene in Spider-Man 2 when they're laying on that bedding as web.
Oh, is that wow.
Gross? Is that 3?
Yeah.
3.
Gross.
So that's grosser than it's supposed
yes.
to be?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
the beginning of Spider-Man 3.
That's why I was confused. I thought it was the end of 2.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
Well, he puts her on the bedding in Spider-Man 2.
Do they wake up 3? It's a hard cut during that scene. The credits roll. You wait 2 years for the conclusion of that scene,
and then they wake up.
And it's 2 actual years in the movie, yeah. too, which is kind of weird.
Like, we've been here for a long time, but now you're cum.
Man, my back hurts.
It's goddamn sticky.
Your spider spunk.
You love squeezings.
Well,
if you made it this far, you did good.
Congratulations.
God, this is a weird one, huh?
Yeah, it's all dicks.
This one's wacky and wild. Dicks out. I'd like to thank you, Chef. Make sure you stay golden. And do it for Johnny.
What happens if in the movie they say do it for Johnny? Like if a puppet's named Johnny at the beginning and he gets killed and that's why the cops in the forest and they're like, do it for Johnny.
Or if they say fucking stay golden or thank you, Chef. I'm going to freak out.
We sue.
We have to sue.
That is when I start making phone calls. You don't take that shit. I took it from Pony Boy and the Outsiders.
I bought it.
I have the rights to it now. But yeah, for sure. Like, Doof Giant.